part of the Podcateers Network.
It's the Quiz Viewer Podcast, the only fun fact and quiz show on the Podcateers Network.
Hey everyone, I'm Andrew, and thank you for joining me for the 64th time here at Quizneyland. Here at Quizneyland, I'll be bringing you fun facts and trivia from all aspects of the Walt Disney Company. On this episode, we will learn about a stuffed Mickey Mouse, Disneyland attractions, James and the Giant Peach, and animated feature films. So let's squeeze right into our first segment, Did You Know? Did you know you could rent a stuffed Mickey Mouse at Walt Disney World? Pal Mickey was an interactive stuffed toy developed by the Walt Disney Company and previously sold at Walt Disney World. It was introduced in 2003 to somewhat mixed reviews. The soft toy in the shape of Mickey Mouse was designed to be easily held by children. Inside, it contains a microprocessor, a speaker, 3 AA batteries, 3 squeeze sensors, one in each hand and one in its belly, and an infrared receiver in its nose. A loop on the back of its head fits a clip or a lanyard hook for easy carrying. Pal Mickey was sold for use at the 4 theme parks at Walt Disney World Resort, and guests could purchase Pal Mickey at various on-site hotel gift shops, all 4 theme parks, and Downtown Disney. The device communicated with more than 400 infrared transmitters around the park. It would periodically giggle and vibrate to indicate that it has information to provide. When its belly or hand is squeezed, it will speak up with information about the immediate area, parade and showtime reminders, tips on what costume walk-around characters may be nearby, and attractions with short queue times. It remembers where it has been, so it avoids repeating itself. If it is squeezed when it has no tips to provide or when it is not at a park, it will tell jokes and play simple games. The toy is programmed with over 700 pre-recorded phrases. Former Imagineer Eddie Soto was part of the creation team for Pal Mickey. Here's what he had to say about the development. The research and development department had come up with this animatronic toy based on Genie from Aladdin. It was a backpack. You'd wear it on your back and the Genie had eye movement and could talk, and the Genie would react and tell stories based on where you were in the park. It would also ask questions so you'd get special information on the park based on where you were. So they had a demonstration of this product, and I had just started this concept development studio where we could help other divisions of the company and not just be restricted to the theme parks. And I said, hey, we have this idea, but do you really think it's practical? Where does a person put the backpack when they go on a ride like Space Mountain? We took this little Beanie Baby type toy that would vibrate on your wrist, and it would be bound to your wrist, and when it vibrated, that meant it wanted to tell you something. You would put it up to your ear, but if you're putting it up to your ear, can you see its eyes move? No. Can you see its mouth move? No. That means you have to make it talk. The other problem was that with the noise level at the parks, it was really hard to hear the Genie talk. So I said, let's do this so it doesn't disturb people and it can whisper, so to speak, and not bother people around you. All of the basic logic makes sense and the company got into this idea. It migrated from this wearable item, which I think would have been a much better idea, to this Mickey doll that kind of is where it went. We also wanted to change it to Simba from The Lion King, which was a fuzzier pet than a big Mickey Mouse. The original version of Pal Mickey, commonly referred to as 1.0, was introduced in May 2003. It was dressed in red shorts with white buttons and white gloves and yellow shoes. It sold for $50 US, with rentals available for $8 per day, plus a $50 deposit to return by noon the following day. If not returned, that deposit was forfeited and the toy was considered sold. This version of the toy came with a clip. The rental program was discontinued at the end of 2004. The first version of Pal Mickey included 3 games triggered by squeezing both of its hands at the same time. Those games were That Isn't Here, where Pal Mickey will choose a theme park and will speak to the names of the park attractions. The player has to squeeze the toy's hand or tummy depending on whether or not the attraction is in the chosen park. Mickey Says, similar to Simon Says, the player must only follow Pal Mickey's directions if preceded by Mickey Says. And Fast Friends, Pal Mickey will speak the names of Disney characters and the player must respond to each character in a specific way. For example, when I say Goofy, squeeze my left hand, or when I say the name of someone who can fly, squeeze my right hand. The Happiest Celebration on Earth version of Pal Mickey, commonly referred to as 2.0, was introduced on May 5th, 2005, with the start of the Happiest Celebration on Earth events. It was priced at $65. It is dressed in red shorts with gold buttons, white gloves, and yellow shoes. It wears a tail coat and a gold bow tie. This version improves on the original in many small ways, such as having a louder speaker and its ability to sing Disney songs and ask Disney trivia questions, and added three new games. Permanently attached to its right hand is a golden medallion. Squeezing its right hand will make Mickey giggle, and it will make the Happiest Celebration on Earth medallion light up. The final iteration of Pal Mickey was introduced in September 2006. The Pal Mickey Sorcerer costume, commonly referred to as 3.0, replaced the previous versions of the toy. This Pal Mickey is dressed in a removable blue Sorcerer Mickey hat, red robe, and blue shorts that were sewn over Mickey's red shorts, which have white buttons, like the first release. Additional costumes for Pal Mickey were available for purchase. These included Mickey Mouse Club, Pin Trading, Safari, Rainwear, Pirate Captain, and Santa Mickey. Pal Mickey was discontinued in fall 2008, but was continued to be supported until September 2014. At that point, Disney stopped servicing the infrared technology to focus more on their RFID technology used in their Magic Bands. Some people have taken a Pal Mickey to Walt Disney World parks recently, and there is some evidence that some of the transmitters still may be functioning, but providing outdated information. And that's all for this time on Did You Know? We will be back with the Quizneyland quiz after a short word from our sponsor.
What is a villain without a good sidekick? Not much if you ask me, and I would know. I just happen to be a darn good sidekick myself. Mr. Smee's the name, and I'm here to tell you about my very own sidekick agency. Need a bumbling oaf to do your bidding? Call Mr. Smee. Need a big lug of a fella to carry you? Call Mr. Smee. How about a horde of goons to protect your fortress? Call Mr. Smee. Mr. Smee's sidekick agency provides only the most premium lackeys at below market rate. So what are you waiting for? Contact me, Mr. Smee, today. If you call in the next 15 minutes, you'll get an animal companion included with your order. So set your course for Mr. Smee's Sidekick Agency.
And we're back, and it's time for the Quizneyland Quiz! Here at the Quizneyland Quiz, I'll be asking you three trivia questions of increasing difficulty. You'll have about 20 seconds to come up with your answer. If you haven't figured out about halfway through, I'll pop in with a hint. If you don't get the answer right, well, at least you learned something. Let's get started with question one. What Disneyland attraction was painted in pastel colors from 1998 to 2005? The attraction is in Fantasyland. Time's up. The answer is, it's a small world. There is some speculation as to why the colors were changed on It's a Small World. Some say it was due to a change made by the paint manufacturer. Others say it was to be more like the facade at Disneyland Paris. Either way, it was relatively short-lived, And It's a Small World was painted back to its traditional white and gold colors for Disneyland's 50th anniversary. Let's move on to question two. What character from another stop-motion film makes an appearance in James and the Giant Peach? Both films were directed by the same person. Time's up. The answer is Jack Skellington. When Centipede dives into the icy waters to explore the sunken pirate ship in James and the Giant Peach, he is soon set upon by a load of skeletal pirates. When he discovers the captain clutching the compass, played by Jack, he even refers to him as a Skellington before being grabbed by the creepy crew. And now it's time for the final question. What Disney feature animation film has the shortest running time? The film was released in 2011. Time's up. The answer is Winnie the Pooh, with a runtime of 63 minutes. It is Disney's shortest theatrical film to date. Disney's next shortest film is Dumbo at 64 minutes, followed by The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad at 68 minutes, and Bambi at 70 minutes. On the flip side, Fantasia is Disney's longest animated film at 126 minutes long. Well, that's our show. Thanks for playing. I hope you had fun and possibly learned something too. Until next time.
As the others searched for a tail, Pooh realized that a pine cone would not win him the honey. And this has been our trip into
Quizneyland!
Quizneyland is a proud part of the Podketeers Network. Our music was done by Cirque Dumasque. Don't forget to follow Quizneyland on Instagram or join the Podketeers channel on Discord. Send any comments, questions, or suggestions to quizneyland@podketeers.com.
Part of the Podketeers Network.